Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love on Dubbo and the Central West's number one.
Hit 93.5.
Yeah, morning everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on the air, 13, 12, 16. Give us a call anytime, any reason. How are you doing this morning, Pip?
Good, mate. How are you? Hey, team.
Hey,
everyone. Hey,
everyone.
Hey, hi.
Our early morning listeners.
Yes.
Shout out to you, whatever
Welcome.
You're doing.
That's right.
Hey, Shelley Craft going to be on the show later today.
She is.
Because the block finale is coming up this weekend.
Oh, huge. This is going to be massive.
We were hoping to do a Bachelor and spoil it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they don't do the auctions till the day before or something, so we can't spoil
it
for you.
Yeah, we can't spoil it.
Yeah.
Can't get any of the inside scoop.
What a shame.
Oh, isn't it just?
Oh, we just love spoiling your favourite TV shows.
I know. We'll try and see if we can get a spoiler out of Shelley, though.
Oh, we'll see. We'll ask
Shelley's spoilers, we'll call it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I want to ask her if she's ever accidentally spoiled a TV show.
Great.
Yeah, that would be
Well, she's done a lot of TV, so surely she's had a boo-boo at some point in her career.
She definitely would have, 100%. Plus, also, a new list has come out of the richest tradies in Australia.
Oh, my gosh, I need that list right now.
Are you on the list? Because there's plenty of people in Dubbo on the list.
On the list.
On the list.
So not only tradies, but on this list.
On
Great.
The list.
I'll need a copy of that.
Are you included on that?
We're doing Australia's most difficult radio competition, karaoke.
Yeah, and that's coming up all after Dua Lipa. New rules to kick off the show. This is Pippa and Jimmy on the air for McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. It's Hit 93.5. Morning. Joining us on the show from, well, Australia's biggest TV show, The Block on Channel 9, it's Shelley Craft. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Now, Shelley, you're in a lucky position where you can't spoil The Block for anybody because The Block, actually, the auctions haven't taken place, so there's no way of anyone to know who's going to win right up until, I think it's just 24 hours before it actually airs on TV. Shelley, unfortunately, though, here at Hit 93.5 Dubbo, we need to come to you for a bit of advice because with another reality TV show, we got ourselves into a little bit of trouble.
We did, Shelley. You may have heard about this. We didn't spoil it, but we had Tara from The Bachelor come on our show and she spoiled that she was eliminated the night before her episode aired. It made national news and as a result...
We
thought it was going to be great publicity until we were blacklisted by Channel 10.
Oh, sorry, didn't laugh.
You think we're joking, but we're actually not because it's been 3 months when we've heard nothing.
And we got the official word this week, Shelley, that we've been blacklisted. So we thought we'd come to you because you are the nicest person in television.
You are one of the most well-loved women in Australian media. I mean, you don't have any enemies. You've bypassed the whole pay parody debacle with Lisa Wilkinson and Carrie Bickmore. So, Shelley, we're coming to you. What do we do? How do we get back in Channel 10's good books?
Oh, I just start stalking them. I just keep ringing reception until they put you through to somebody. Would that be the way to go?
Oh, you reckon? Should we just dial them up randomly?
We'd just like to speak to the Bachelor office, please. How could we be put through to the Bachelor office, please? I don't know. Give it a go.
Because have you ever been...
Just talk to us at Channel 9 even more often because we'll give you as much airtime as you like.
Oh, Shelley,
We love Channel 9 more and more every day. Have you ever been blacklisted from a media agency or have you ever blacklisted anybody?
There's a few that I won't speak to, absolutely. Absolutely. Just for my own sanity, well-being, my own peace of mind, my own feel-good moments. I just... there's some people that make you feel good and others that don't. So why would you bother talking to them?
Absolutely, I agree. Because this is your work. Why would you bother talking to someone who makes you in an uncomfortable position? Have you ever accidentally did what we kind of did, ruined a show for somebody?
Oh, I think I did. I think I have. Not as dramatic as yours, obviously. But when my little girls were little, I would have to do radio interviews like this one. And I think, as long as I'm feeding them or as long as they're sitting quietly beside me, everything will go fine. And they'd always pipe in, chirp in, hit the button, cut someone off. And I think I had end button someone quite important in the radio community. And I haven't ever heard from them again. So maybe
Goodness.
So they weren't very happy
with
you.
Not so bad, though.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I didn't spoil an entire series of a show, but,
Shelley from The Block, we cannot wait to watch you at the grand finale coming up this weekend. And thank you so much for joining us on Hit 93.5 Dubbo. We always love having you on the air.
Anytime, guys. You come to Channel 9 anytime.
Shelley Crumbs, have a great day.
See you guys. Bye.
Shawty got low, 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 low. On the air for Macca's, Dubbo and Wellington. Grab a delicious McFlurry for this $2 at Macca's for a limited time only. Morning, it's Pippa and Jimmy on R&B Fridays.
Oh, my God, what a night last night for the Bachelorette finale.
Yeah, and we had Mitch on before, and he didn't watch it. And obviously, as a tradie, all the tradies will be talking about it today.
Oh, yes, it's the talk of the town.
So we should do a recap.
We should.
What happened?
Providing a service to people of the Dubbo and the Central West community.
Do you believe it? I'd never watched The Bachelor before or The Bachelorette, and at the beginning of the season, I picked Jared, and then as soon as I saw Stu, I picked Stu. They were my two finalists, and Stu ended up winning.
And you have openly mocked the show up until this point, and the only reason that you now like it is because you think that it's a game that you've won because you picked the guys that ended up at the end.
Oh, well, I beat you.
It's not a competition, but sure. The only person you're playing with is yourself right now.
So what happened last night?
So, okay, finale. Such drama. So Sophie's like, Stu, oh my gosh, I'm really feeling for him, but I don't know because he's not opening up. And then he drops this bombshell when they're lying in the hammock together.
You've been so good to me. Now you put me back together somehow. Oh, I love with you.
He says a big L word.
Oh my gosh,
I'm in love with you.
I got butterflies. Seriously, you've put me back together somehow. You've been so good to me. I'm in love with you. Stop it.
Oh my goodness.
So then you're like, okay, this is happening. Jared's about to become a broken man.
Oh.
So
you're truly one of the most caring, thoughtful, kind men I've ever met.
This is Jared getting rejected.
You know, you helped me though.
Yeah. But I came into this process just determined to not make the same mistakes I have before.
Oh, it's like watching it all over again.
Think with my head. And what I've realised is with love, you've got to think with your heart.
Definitely.
In my head, you're everything I've been looking for.
Here it comes.
Absolutely everything.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh,
Jared.
In my head, I know you're everything. But my heart belongs to someone else.
Oh, no.
It's like in that Simpsons episode where they say with Ralph Wiggum, you can see the exact moment that his heart breaks. He was a shattered man. And then they made him walk about 5 kilometres back on the beach by himself with about 20 cameras on him, crying because his heart's just been broken. Then they've got to stick him back on a boat and take him back to the mainland. Honestly, if you're on the boat, you'd just be like, guys, just drop me off in the water. I'll just sink to the bottom of the ocean.
One of my flatmates said, like, are they really making him walk that way? That
it's cruel, isn't it? Wasn't it cruel? Yeah. I tell you what, those pot plants probably going to get a bit of love now with all his tears.
Yeah.
That's how it can be watered now. So it might prosper now.
And the moment came at the end.
Okay. So regardless of what you say about Stu, this moment where where Sophie finally tells him that he's in love with him is so cute.
So I have two really important things to tell you. The first thing is, I'm so sorry I misjudged you when I first met you. And the second thing is, I'm in love with you.
You're in love with me.
So in love with you.
I love you so much.
And then they just make out.
Oh, my God.
They just make out.
It's so emotional. It's so emotional when he's like, you're in love with me. So intense. It was so dramatic. I might have shed a little tear. And got a few butterflies.
And across Dubbo and the Central West and the wider region of Australia.
Yeah.
In honour of Jared.
Yeah.
People are putting out their pot plants today.
Yeah, that's
today.
Right, exactly.
If you've got a pot plant, put it by your front door.
Out.
Yeah.
It could rain today as well. It's not raining today.
It's not raining.
Like 28 degrees,
sunny.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
So maybe just shed a tear and water your pot plant with it in honour of Jared.
In honour of Jared. There you go. The winner of The Bachelorette.
Sophie and Stu in love. It was 50 cutes, you guys. Seriously.
So cute. Ella Hooper on the air after Post Malone. Rockstar. Morning, Dubbo in the Central West. 93.5 Pippa and Jimmy on the air. The R&B Friday Rap Challenge coming up in around 15 minutes' time. Don't go anywhere. Today's rap challenge is on Channel 10 blacklisting Pippa and I from any further interviews.
That's right.
It's my plea to them.
But right now, Killing Heidi have been on the Australian music scene for about 20 years and they are reuniting for one last tour, and Ella Hooper joins us on the line now. Hey, Ella.
Ella?
Oh, good, goodness me.
Hello, thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure having you. Are you excited to be coming to Dubbo this weekend?
I'm extremely excited. I cannot wait. It's going to be just awesome, and it couldn't be for a better cause. So, yeah, you know, we're loving this reunion, and we're getting to do a few really fun things with it and unique things, and this is one of them. So, yeah, I'm stoked.
Now, your voice is sounding a bit husky there, Ella. Have you had a couple of nights on the Terps or something? What's going on?
I wish. No, I just did 3 gigs on the weekend, and sometimes it's a little much for the old voice box, but I promise you it will be rested and fit and all nice and new and shiny when I come up your way.
That is amazing. So, yeah, you've reunited after 20 years. I was just looking on the Instagram page for Killing Heidi and I noticed a really awesome photo of you guys back in the Rolling Stones magazines back from the early noughties. Do you still take any inspiration with your clothing and your fashion from the noughties, or have you updated that completely?
You know what? I do a little. I do. I'm such a 90s girl. You know, that's when I sort of came of age in the 90s. And I love an outfit. So don't you worry. There will be an outfit. It's not, I'm sort of giving up on the lycra and the fluoro. I've gone more into just all over one kind of, you know, I'm very into leopard print at the moment. So, and I like to use a lot of it.
I saw a picture of you with your leopard print on and it looked amazing.
Yeah, so it's still like a full on look, but it's evolved.
Oh, awesome.
How many people still stop and ask you about the dreadlocks?
So many. It's like I haven't had them for, you know, I actually only had them for like 2 years. But obviously they were a very well-publicised 2 years.
Yeah. Well, you were the most famous lady on you wearing rocking the dreadlocks. Do you regret the look or do you look back and go, gee, I looked good?
No, I don't say, gee, I looked good, but I regret nothing.
Oh, you're a bit like me. I you know, you get the notifications on Facebook. I know they don't go back 20 years, but it's like, this is what you looked like 6 years ago. And you're like, damn, I wish I had long hair like that again.
Yeah, look, I'm constantly changing the look. And that's what kids do. You know, I'm a little bit older now. I change it in slightly different ways. But yeah, having the old high school yearbook be very, very public for everyone is just something I have to deal with.
Because you're doing some solo stuff now as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I've been for a while. So I've got my solo albums and EPs and I tour around quite a bit with that and, you know, a bit of radio and TV and a bit of this and that and everything. And then, adding Killing Heidi back into the mix, which has made life pretty crazy.
Wow, you really are a busy lady. Hey, Ella from Killing Heidi, would you mind sticking around a couple of minutes? We've got to play an ad break and then a song. We'd love to continue chatting with you, especially about what you're doing here in Dubbo.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Oh, fantastic. Plus, we're going to cross to the Hit Squad up next.
Carrie.
And Pippa, she's doing amazing. Ella Hooper is on the line with us right now.
She's very patient.
She's here for the Arana Relay for Life.
That's right. It's happening this weekend in Dubbo, and Killing Heidi are reuniting
Really appreciate you sticking around to chat with us more.
It must be pretty special to be reuniting with the guys on the road. I have to have a fangirl moment with you, Ella, because Reflector was one of the first ever CDs that I owned.
Aww.
And I just cranked that like nothing else.
I feel like it was a lot of people's first CD, you know, because it had been a bit quiet for a while, the Aussie music scene when we came out. You know, he had Savage Garden a couple of years before, but then really nothing apart from sort of American pop. And then, we came out and I hear that so much. I hear like, this was my very first CD, or my big sister and I got this and we fought over it. And it was just a kind of moment in time, which, is really special.
Must be pretty flattering to realise that you had that kind of influence on the music industry of an entire country.
Yeah, it is. It's weird. You know, I think a lot of it is luck and timing, and I think some of it is, you know, the music being good, but it's a combination of things, I think.
Yeah, wow. Hey, Justin Bieber just recently had a fan arrested after breaking into and trespassing on his property. Have you ever had any crazy fan moments?
Oh, nothing like that, thank God. No, we love our fans, and it's part of the reason we got back together to do this reunion tour. It's like people were still in touch and people were still talking about the band and the impact it had on them. And I was one of those people who was like, no, we'll never do it. We'll never do it. No, there's no point. There's no point in doing it. I look to the future. I only look ahead. I don't look back. Anyway, I had to eat my hat because I was like, actually, there is, you know, the love here and the demand here.
So, that's great.
Yeah, no, we love, we got good fans.
Oh, that's awesome. Will you be sad when it's all over? Because I think this will be it for you guys, you were saying, after this wraps up.
Pretty much. We may do one or two special things here or there. You know, when we're called out, we might, you know, very special offers or for really good causes, we'll keep it going. But generally, we're done. Yeah, I think this has been an incredible experience. We've done all the cities and all the big regional areas that we want to do. And it's been an awesome celebration. So, yeah, all the more reason to come out and see it while we're still doing it.
Absolutely amazing. Ella Hooper from Killing Heidi. You're in Dubbo this weekend for the Arana Relay for Life. We can't wait to see you and you're going to be amazing. And thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Total pleasure. I can't wait. It's going to be sick.
R&B Fridays live. We do it thanks to Macca's. Grab a delicious McFlurry for just $2 at Macca's for a limited time only. Morning, Pippa and Jimmy. This is Hit 93.5.
It's R&B Friday and the time has come for the R&B Friday Rap Challenge. Jimmy Love is on the decks this morning.
Yo.
And for the first time ever, you and I have done an R&B Friday Rap Challenge collaboration.
Collab.
Yeah. So that's what the peeps in the biz call it.
The collab.
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be, it's a rap about the fact that you and I were blacklisted by Channel 10 after Tara from The Bachelor came on our show and spoiled the ending for everyone. She didn't get in trouble, but we did. And Channel 10 have said, not having a bar of you since then.
Yeah, every interview we've tried to get has been blocked at the last hurdle by Channel 10.
For months. So this is our last ditch effort, our last plea to Channel 10 to have us back. We miss you. We're desperate to be friends with you again. We're sorry, even though I didn't do anything wrong. We're sorry. So this is it. The notorious J-I-M-I. Feet Pippa Moore.
And Pippa, by the way, just so you know, I've auto-tuned you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's just see you again, Channel 10.
Miss you, Channel 10.
Love you so much. We're sorry. Please come back to us.
Okay, Pippa, take the beginning away.
Okay. It's been a long day without you, Channel 10. And we'll tell you all about it when you call us again.
Yeah, call me.
You've come a long way.
Such a long way, yo.
From when you were when.
Yeah, when you win.
Can you take us off the blacklist and just call us again?
Yeah, take us off it,
And just call us again.
Yeah, take us off it. Yeah, dang, we knew. All the interviews we flew, good chats we've been through. That we'd be here crawling back to you about another thing. You know it's not our fault, Tara got a big mouth. But something told me that you blacklisted us, had to switch us off. Look at things different, try to see the bigger picture. That was our good, not wasn't our fault. Now you don't give us Sophie Monk cause she's in a better place. Oh yo, yeah. How can we not talk about blacklisting when blacklisting's all we got? Now we have to talk about the block, not Gogglebox. So stay all with us for the last ride.
It's been a long day.
Thank you, Pippa.
Yeah. Without you, Channel 10.
It's been so long.
And we'll tell you all about it when you call us again.
Yeah, call us 13, 12, 16.
You've come a long way.
Yeah, Pippa, yeah, go on.
When
you'll win.
Can you take us off the blacklist and just call us
again? Just call us again.
And just call us again.
Hamish and Andy.
What? So we're smoking right now, in and out of lockdown. I ain't got a job now. So for you, this is just a good time. But for me, this is what I call life.
City High, what would you do? Morning, Dove on the Central West. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Oh, Pippa, we've practically run out of time for the show today.
We have, but we've just come off the back of our first ever R&B Friday Rap Challenge collab.
Oh, it was a good collab, wasn't it?
Wasn't it fat? God, I sound good auto-tuned.
Yeah, you do sound. Gee, let me bring up the you auto-tune because you weren't live.
I almost sound better auto-tuned than I do just in real life.
Yeah, I was actually surprised.
It just enhances my natural singing ability so much.
And we'll tell you all about it when you call us again.
Gee whiz. You know, I should try auto-tuning next time.
I just want to be auto-tuned every day, just in normal conversations. I mean, imagine if Jason Derulo heard that.
Oh, my gosh.
He'd just be offers would be flying in left, right and centre.
He would, he'd be in love with you.
Absolutely. So you can check out the full rap at hit.com.au. I think we should send it to Channel 10 as well.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
How are we going to send it? Do you reckon send it by courier or by email?
Maybe by live video.
Live video.
Or we just travel down to Sydney bash our way in there.
A Facebook Live on Channel 10's page?
Yeah, actually, that's a good idea.
Do you know the password to their page?
No, but we can figure it out.
We can figure it out. I'm sure it's like I Love Stew 2017 exclamation mark.
Yeah, hashtag.
Hashtag, yeah. That would be it.
Yeah, great.
Oh, hey, by the way, as well, before we go, can't forget because Mike, the craft coordinator, also known as Mike from Workday,
yes,
and Pete later on as well, your last chance to get on the horsing around guest list.
That's right, for Derby Day, which is, oh my gosh, a mere week away, people. For goodness sake, get your outfit sorted.
Well, we've got an amazing package to give away.
We do.
There's vouchers to go get your clothing for you and your bestie.
Yeah.
Also entry into the best tent, the marquee, the Ruse tent.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. We'll give you cash to splash on the day. It's going to be fabulous. And you and I are hosting Fashions on the Field.
We are.
So you've got to come down and say hello.
Yeah, remember, you get all your ticks, 123ticks.com.au. Oh, by the way, Fashions on the Field, I'm up for bribes this time because I learned how to do it last time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, be up for bribes.
Definitely up for bribes.
What would we take, do you reckon?
I'd take a lot of things.
Yeah.
I won't take a pack of peanuts because I'm anaphylactic, so I really can't do a lot with that.
Try and bribe with peanuts.
Also, if my bribes could be gluten and dairy free, obviously if Jimmy's could be vegan / pescatarian.
Yeah, / whatever I am on Derby Day.
Exactly.
I'm not sure what I am on Derby Day yet.
Might be taking a hall pass, but we'll obviously keep you updated.
We'll keep you updated on that
cash,
one.
Cash,
Because obviously last night when we had drinks down at the South Dubbo Tavern, I took a hall pass and had a steak.
Cool. Of course you
did. Because it was on the work budget, because the Dash Man was paying for it. I had to order the most expensive thing on the menu.
Well, you don't want to waste a hall pass and just get a salad, do you?
Yeah, absolutely not.
That's foolish.
That is foolish if you've
ever heard it. Exactly. So we'll let you know about all the things that you can bribe us with for Fashions on the Field. Travel vouchers, also acceptable.
Yeah, travel vouchers would do that.
Obviously overseas, not domestic.
1 hour back massages.
That would be nice. That. Yeah.
I would definitely guarantee you top three
spot.
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
Right, okay. Have a great weekend.
Love you all. Yeah, right. Stay safe. Have fun. And we'll see you Monday. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Rick from Harvey Norman here.